In factories across Australia, it's likely you'll find someone working in a job beneath their skill level. Roughly a quarter of permanent skilled migrants in Australia are overqualified for their current role. Hasleen Singh Rakra works in the manufacturing industry as an engineering technologist. He says he has experienced having to find jobs that didn't match his qualifications for a period of time.
When I have to get into this job market, I was juggling at that time. So I was going through various interviews. So all they were asking was for you are overqualified, or else they were asking for are you permanent resident or citizen over here. So that was big, really painful during that time. So over here also I started as a machine operator, and then I went as mechanical engineer. Then I'm working as engineering technologist. So things were not that easy, to be honest with you. And yeah. So many a time still, like if I have to switch also, if I am going through some other companies, still their answer is the same. Either you are overqualified, they say that we don't need someone having that much of education.
The issue was high on the agenda when Australia's education minister met his Indian counterpart in Sydney, both leaders confirming that by the end of the year, they'll finalise a plan that would see certain qualifications recognised by both countries. Here's India's Sri Dhamendra Pradhan.
And I'm happy by end of this year, we'll be agreeing on the recognition of certificates, the recognition of courses by both the countries by end of this year.
Mr. Pradhan also took the opportunity to raise concerns about the backlog in processing visas for Indian students waiting to study in Australia.
Backlog issue is a concern for India because a lot of students have already deposited their fees, their insurance charges, and they're waiting for coming to Australia.
His Australian counterpart, Minister Clare, says some progress has been made in responding to backlog concerns.
The Department of Home Affairs has put an extra 140 staff on to help to speed up the visa processing task. And we're already seeing results. We've seen double the number of Indian students had their visas processed and approved in July as happened in June. But there's still a backlog. There's still more work that we have to do.
The visa backlog doesn't just impact international students. An estimated 750,000 people are still waiting to be processed. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.